بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. There is none among us who does not yearn for success and strive to achieve it. Indeed, whenever someone lacks a drive to pursue success, they are regarded as ailing, if not incurable. For who in their right mind sees success in one direction, yet deliberately goes off in the opposite direction? And everyone aspires to it, except the ignorant, lacking understanding, or those afflicted by some ailment. The pursuit of success is a deep-rooted instinct and encouraged by our noble Islamic Sharia, which urges us to strive diligently towards it. Moreover, Islam has outlined many paths and means of achieving success, each according to what Allah has granted a person of ambition, enthusiasm, and hope. However, among the most important forms of success is that which has a far-reaching impact and is neither limited nor restricted. The most distinguished, greatest, and most beneficial path to success is the path of the trust, the amanah, that Allah presented to the heavens, the earth, and the mountains, yet they refused to bear it. While humankind took it on, indeed he was ever unjust and ignorant. This is the great trust. It is the amanah, in its broad sense indicated by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the opposite of betrayal, khiyana, in its broad sense, which Allah and His Messenger forbade. Thus, trustworthiness applies to everything Allah has enjoined, in faith, in personal honor, in wealth, in intellect, in life, in knowledge, in guardianship, in authority, in testimony, in rulings, in secrets, in the five senses, and so on. It is, as Imam al-Qurtubi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, all-encompassing of the duties of religion. This trust is not unique to the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. Rather, it is among the most prominent moral qualities of the messengers and prophets. May the best prayers and peace be upon them all. Consider Nuh, Hud, Salih, Lut, and Shu'aib. Every one of them said to his people, "Indeed, I am to you a trustworthy messenger." As for our messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his people knew him as the truthful, the trustworthy. Allah exalted is he described Jibreel as having the same characteristic. Who has brought it down is a trustworthy spirit. Many people have misunderstood the meaning of trustworthiness, amana, confining it merely to safeguarding financial or material deposits. By doing this, they have restricted something vast. In reality, that is but one type of trust among many, which take on numerous shapes and forms. Fulfilling obligations is a trust. Avoiding the prohibited is a trust. Commanding right is a trust. Forbidding wrong is a trust. Governance is a trust. Upholding people's rights is a trust. Knowledge is a trust. Protecting the faith and defending its boundaries is a trust. Safeguarding and protecting society's assets is a trust. And if we look at the word amana, we find that it carries the meaning of security and tranquility. It is as though safety, tranquility, comfort, stability all hinge upon properly establishing trust. A wrongdoer can never feel safe. A sinner will not be at peace. A betrayer can never be happy, and a hypocrite will not succeed. While the Quran frequently praises trust and trustworthiness, it also warns against the opposite, that is betrayal, khiyana. Allah exalted is he said, "O you who have believed, do not betray Allah and the Messenger or betray your trusts while you know." And he, blessed and exalted, said, "And that Allah does not guide the plan of the betrayers." It suffices as evidence, ugliness, and contemptibility of betrayal, that it is a cause for entering hell. What a terrible fate. Allah sets forth an example of two women from among the wives of the prophets and messengers. Allah presents an example of those who disbelieved, the wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut. They were under two of our righteous servants, but betrayed them. So those prophets did not avail them from Allah at all, and it was said, "Enter the fire with those who enter." That is, They betrayed their husbands regarding faith, for they used to reveal the identities of those who believed were their prophet husbands to their respective peoples. Beware of the fire. O you who have betrayed the trust, O you who have betrayed your Lord, betrayed those with authority over you, betrayed your community, and betrayed your own souls. Indeed, the fire is a painful torment. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called positions of authority trusts and asked that those who have the ability to administer them correctly do so. He advised the weak not to seek them. Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, once asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to appoint him to a position of authority. The Prophet then placed his hand on Abu Dharr's shoulder and said, O Abu Dharr, you are weak, and indeed it that is authority is a trust. And on the day of resurrection, it will be a source of disgrace and regret, except for one who takes it by its right and fulfills his duty in it. In this hadith is a message to anyone aspiring and longing for some position of responsibility among the Muslims, without carefully considering whether they are capable of it, and without recognizing its significance and the great burden involved. In this hadith, strength refers to skillful management, characterized by decisiveness, wisdom, and competence. Despite the faith and piety of Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described him as lacking the necessary strength for certain responsibilities. Hence, positions, whether great or small, are not a means for prestige or a path to enrichment. They represent the framework of the society and the present and future of the ummah. So anyone who is appointed to a position and then neglects it has betrayed the trust, betrayed the one who appointed them, and betrayed the entire society. Allah Almighty said, indeed, Allah does not like traitors. And that is not the attribute of the true, sincere believer. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a true believer is one from whom people feel secure regarding their wealth and their lives. Know that anyone characterized by the quality of trustworthiness have success as their guide and tranquility and peace as their foothold. Reflect upon how the daughter of Shu'aib, peace be upon him, addressed her father regarding Musa, peace be upon him, saying, she said, O my father, hire him. Indeed, the best one you can hire is the strong, the trustworthy. From this standpoint, the quality of trustworthiness is an absolute quality. It is not subject to relativity or multiplicity. One cannot be both a betrayer and trustworthy at the same time, even when recovering one's right or reciprocating what was done to them. That is because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, render the trust to the one who entrusted you, and do not betray one who betrays you. This is because betrayal can never be praiseworthy under any circumstances. At the same time, one may respond to scheming with scheming, plotting with plotting, and planning with planning. Allah exalted is He said, indeed, the hypocrites think to deceive Allah, but He is deceiving them. He also said, but they plan and Allah plans. And Allah Almighty said, indeed, they are planning a plan, but I am planning a plan. But in the case of betrayal, He exalted Himself above it, saying, but if they intend to betray you, then they have already betrayed Allah before, and He empowered you over them. He Almighty did not say, so He betrayed them, for Allah Almighty is far exalted above that. We are living in times in which many have fallen short regarding the innate moral qualities and the ethics of the Sharia. Many have fallen behind in upholding these virtues and following their methodologies. So some clear signposts have been lost or faded to the point that some people do not know what trustworthiness is and what betrayal is. In this regard, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first thing you will lose from your religion is trustworthiness, and the last thing you will lose is prayer. And in the hadith narrated by Hudhayfa, may Allah be pleased with him, regarding the tribulations that will befall people, he mentioned, among other things, hardly anyone will be fulfilling trust until it is said, in such and such tribe, there is a trustworthy man. Then it will be said about a person, how strong he is, how elegant he is, how intelligent he is. Yet in his heart there is not faith worth even a mustard seed. Among the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from hunger, for it is a miserable companion. And I seek refuge in you from betrayal, for it is a wretched confidant. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who uphold the trust from all aspects. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. Hada wa salatu salam ar rasulillah.